The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
The next time you find yourself at your local zoo, you may want to use the time you have wisely by only visiting the animals that really want to see you.
And that is funny.
Well, you're probably thinking, like, how do I know which ones actually want to see me? Well, I'm glad you asked. Scientists did a study on which zoo animals actually enjoy visitors and which ones just tolerate us.
Yeah, because, like, if you go to a zoo, you want to be interactive and you want to, like, see them and play. Like, you can't play with them, but, you know, right. You want to feel like they are, like, enjoying your company.
Well, that they're not standing off at a distance and looking at you and judging
you. Snow leopards are so standoffish. Like, I have, and I love snow leopards. I just want to hug them, but they keep you at arm's length. They have daddy issues.
Wow. Okay. So, which animal do you think showed the most activity with a big group of people?
I would think monkeys, but then I also think they hate you. like monkeys are a love-hate relationship.
Gavin?
I'm going to go with, like, something that you'd see in, like, the water, like a penguin, maybe, where they're, like, swimming up towards the glass trying to get your attention, showing off.
Well, the top number one animal that loves seeing us, that's the most active, is elephants.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Because they're smart animals.
Yeah,
they are. They're smart, and they scientists actually saw where they actually they livened up when they were around big groups of people. They get excited. Other animals that enjoy human interaction include penguins.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Prairie dogs.
Oh, I love
those things. Are
Nashville
awesome.
Zoo has a prairie dog exhibit where you can actually kind of go into the environment where they are, and they have a dome, and you pop your head up like a prairie dog. It's awesome.
Well, and another animal that enjoys human interaction, but maybe for the wrong reasons, grizzly bears.
Oh, yeah, that's a dangerous one, yeah.
So now on to the animals that can't stand us. Which animal do you think came in at number one?
Gorillas.
Like tigers? Just big cats in general, maybe?
Actually, the number one animal was ostriches.
Oh.
Who cares? Who goes to see an ostrich? Maybe that's why.
Other animals include reptiles. Reptiles can't stand us. That means, like, lizards, snakes, and alligators.
They have no emotions anyway.
Hedgehogs, they don't like us.
I have a friend that has a hedgehog.
What?
Worst pet ever. Seriously, it's the worst pet ever. Like, they're hard to hold because they're,
spiny. Wind up.
And this thing, this one has, like, I think, like, anger issues. but, yeah, like, you can't really play with it. It's not really lovable, and so I see it.
Yeah. And another one was kangaroos. So don't get near kangaroos. They'll punch you in the face.
Dare they?
I'll tell you this. I would take it as a lifetime bucket list to be punched in the face by a kangaroo.
And I would pay money to get it.
I would be like, you know what? I deserve that, but thank you, sir. thank you, Kyle, because I'm going to name him Kyle.
Kyle the kangaroo.
Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show. We're turning back the clock here with Time Capsule Tuesday. Gavin, Betty, and myself have each picked a song from a year that we were like, oh, I remember this song, I like this. And you get to decide which one we're going to play. Kind of a throwback, if you will. So I'll start things off. I was thinking about this year. It's 2018. And I went back to a Stars Go Dim song that I love. It's called Heaven on Earth.
Like heaven on earth. Like heaven on earth.
And I think the reason I love this one so much is this is the song I made a version of that hook and blue from Blue's Clues. And it sounded like this.
Hello, look who's here.
Oh,
I love that so much. So yeah, it's a good song. I remember I like the songs. I'm like, that's the one I'm picking, and maybe people will like it. Where did you go, Lady Rock?
I went with Francesca Battistelli, the breakup song.
Oh, okay. Franny was always a guilty pleasure for me. Like, I knew as a man I shouldn't like her music, but I'm like, it's
but
so
she
good.
Screams 28. Fear you don't.
I think what I really liked about this is it didn't sound like anything else on Christian radio at the time.
You know? Her voice is amazing.
Oh, she's great. I love Franny. That's a great offering there. All right, Gavin, where are we going?
I went for an Irish band.
Oh, yes, you did.
I went with Wren Collective, which I feel like they brought some of the funnest energy in Christian music for a good like 5-year span there. Yep. Their song Rescuer is one of my favorites.
They're great live. Yeah. They're fun musically. They come up on my iPod more than anything else.
You know what I'm finding out? That all three of these don't sound like the typical Christian CCM song. You know, so I wonder if 2018 was kind of like a year of trying to find the next thing.
It was a good year though, like because I was looking through other things to pick. Like you had "You Say" by Lauren Daigle, "Freedom Ham" by Austin French.
Freedom Ham.
I've always thought it was Freedom Ham. "So I Will" by Hillsong, or "So Will I" by Hillsong. "Joy" by King. It was a big year for music.
But those aren't up for
No.
Just these three.
Consideration.
Forget I mentioned those. It's just the three that we've played the songs for. You get to decide right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Which of these three songs, Heaven on Earth, The Breakup Song, or Rescuer, would you like to hear? You get to make the call. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Like Kevin on Earth. You don't own me. There ain't no room in this story. He's our rescuer.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Jody, you are up. You are making the decision for us here. You've heard the three hooks between Heaven on Earth by Stars Go Dim, The Breakup Song by Francesca Battistelli, or Rescuer by Wren Collective. That was Gavin's. So which one are you going to go with?
Well, they were all three good picks, but I picked Francesca.
Yeah!
Oh, really? Now, this was Betty Rock's choice. So why did you go with this, Jody?
I just love her voice, and it just spoke to me.
Why'd you pick it, Rock?
Well, because I think it's a classic 2018 song. I remember it from 2018. And I love, too, how unique it is. Like Jody was saying, her voice is amazing. And it's a great message. It's just, like, a lot of women, I think, believe that we're not good enough or that we don't deserve what we get. And so it's a good reminder that, you know, we aren't our mistakes. We are good enough and that God makes us good enough.
Well, there you go. That is a great reason. And I'm glad we're playing this song. Jody, thank you for your help. It's The Breakup Song by Francesca Battistelli.
Thanks.
On Time Capsule Tuesday. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Had as much of you as I can take. I'm so done, so over being afraid. I've gone through the motions. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and one of the hallmarks of Betty Rock is her sweet southern accent. She tries to downplay it, but it is endearing, and I love it. But there's a weird phenomenon inside of our society in America is that we love people with other accents. We almost mock the southern accent, which I think is a crime.
That's very true. It comes across as like you don't have a lot of education.
Exactly. And so we had author and speaker Christine Kane on to talk about her new book, Don't Look Back. But here's the thing. She's Australian and has a lovely accent. And I wanted to test this theory that if you had two different people, an American and an Australian, say the same nonsense, which would be more believable or more credible? And so that's what we did with Christine and Betty.
here.
I'm very nervous right now, Wally. Okay.
Okay, first one there.
Did you know there are cars that now run on smoothies instead of gasoline?
I did not know that, and I will go buy one right now because you have said it. That's amazing.
I would believe it.
Yeah, absolutely. Here, Betty, you try that.
Okay. See if you believe me. Heck fire, did you know there are cars that now run on smoothies instead of gas?
I feel like laughing right now. I feel like I'm in a movie.
Yeah, no one's believing that, Betty Rock.
Okay,
number two.
So, Wally, this is it. Do you believe this? That the speed of dark is roughly 2/3 the speed of light?
That's crazy. I never even knew there was a speed of dark. But it makes sense.
Do they not teach you anything in American schools?
Apparently not.
Seriously.
Apparently not.
You know what I'm learning is it's all about delivery, and you kind of deepen your voice, and it's almost like a whisper.
That's right.
And maybe that's how it's
going. We'll try it.
I'm going to try. Okay. Did you know that the speed of dark is roughly 2/3 the speed of light?
Of light?
You can't even deepen your voice if you try.
No.
The speed of dark is roughly 2/3 the speed of light.
Seriously, what grade did you go to?
I'm traumatized. I'm stuck in a fence right now.
But see, that's how it works. We believe everything you say, whether it's nonsense or not, but we definitely believe everything you've said here today. So the good stuff. So we appreciate you spending time and sharing your wisdom and your book with us.
Thanks so much.
Love ourselves some Christine Kane. She was awesome. And if you want to see that video, just text the word accent. An accent that
you
speak
with. But you have to say it with an accent.
An accent. people just spelled it X-E-N-T. accent to 91979. We've got that one for you. And then if you want to go a little bit deeper and see what she had about getting unstuck in your faith, we've got that video for you there as well. So again, just text the word accent to 91979 and we'll send you a link.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
So we have smartphones, smart cars, smart homes, but one company is trying to make a smart gun.
Oh.
I get it. Gun violence is a real big topic right now, and rightfully so. Unfortunately, it's dumb people behind guns that do bad things that we have to address and deal with. But there's this company called BioFire, and they launched their smart gun last month, and it's like $1,500, which, a normal Glock is $500.
What does a smart gun do? I have all kinds of concerns.
Okay. Well, it works like the concept is good. It works like your smartphone. Well, it will only work in your hand.
Oh.
Like it actually has a thing that has face detection. So you're the only person that can, in essence, unlock it to fire it.
Mm.
So, or if you set up users, like, remember how you couldn't remember your passwords? So you set up Steve's face on your phone.
Yeah.
You can do it like that as well. Like,
interesting.
It sounds a little James Bondish
it
to
does.
Me. Like,
he'd
be,
does.
This has got your palm recognition, man. Like,
exactly.
Something like that.
Well, and two, let me give you a hypothetical situation. You come across a grizzly bear.
Yes.
You are now mauled by a grizzly bear, and you have to.
Oh, this is the downside.
Your fingerprints are gone.
Yeah.
Your face is mauled.
Yeah.
Now what?
You
get a slingshot at that point. But on all serious note, I love that we're addressing the issue somehow, some way, that somebody's thinking about it, because the reality is, this isn't going to stop mass shootings.
No.
Because a lot of those people are buying guns legally and stuff. So that's a whole other issue. But what this does prevent is the sixth grader that carried his parents' gun into school and shot his teacher. That wouldn't have been able to happen had they had this gun, because he couldn't have activated it.
Mm-hmm.
So, or the kid that accidentally gets the gun and shoots his cousin accidentally,
right?
Because he's playing with it.
Yeah.
It prevents that. So it's a great first step in some of that kind of gun violence. Teen suicide, mm-hmm. another thing. It works on that level. So I think it's a great step forward, in addressing this issue. It doesn't solve it. Nothing we're talking about right now is going to ever solve it. But I think it's worth doing. The interesting thing is the CEO, he said, if I could save one kid's life that would otherwise be lost to firearms, that would be successful. If I could save 10,000 lives, mm-hmm. that's even better. Mm-hmm. And he started this in high school. After the Colorado shooting in Aurora at the movie theater, it got him thinking something has to be done. And he started this process all those years ago of thinking of ways to make guns safer or protect people. Mm-hmm. And then it comes full circle all these years later with this technology. And
that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. And does it become standard? And is it now just like our smartphones, mm-hmm. open up with our faces? Will that be the next incarnation of this? I don't know. But at least somebody's working towards a solution, mm-hmm. and that I like. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and recently author and pastor Tim Keller passed away, and I know a lot of people, I'm not a voracious reader or a reader, but I know a lot of people that really respected his writing, and I went through and found some of his quotes. Because, like, when someone passes away, they kind of look at their life retrospectively. And what did they say? What mattered, you know? And there are a bunch of really great quotes from him. But one I really love, if your God never disagrees with you, you might just be worshiping an idealized version of yourself.
Ooh. Oh.
Like, as you look at our society today, we've put ourselves in the center. We're self-centric. And then we've made it to where we just create our own world. We create our own identity. We create everything, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, when God disagrees with that, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you've made yourself God.
Man.
And that, I thought that was a really, really great quote. And he's got a bunch of them and stuff. So, kind of what I wanted to talk about today with you, if you want to chime in on this, we'd love it. 855-33-WAY-FM, that's 855-33-WAY-FM, is what is a quote from an author, from a pastor, from a teacher, somebody, but like a quote that in your life has really resonated with you. Mm-hmm. It stayed with you. It stuck with you because it had meaning or depth.
What if it's Dr. Seuss?
Absolutely. he counts too. What if it's a movie? It doesn't matter. Like just that quote that landed with you. Why did it make an impact on you? And what's the quote? I'd love to hear that right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is a quote, Shayna, that you've heard from somebody? It could be an author, teacher, pastor, movie, whatever, that really resonated with you.
I know Toby Mac said it when he was with DC Talk, but I believe it may have come from someone else first, but it's the greatest single cause of atheism in the world today is Christians who acknowledge Jesus with their lips, walk out the door, and deny him by their life.
Mm.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know where that quote came from, but I remember it in that Toby song. And it's so true because the world is listening and they're watching to how we behave and what we do. And it's got to be more than just what we say.
Exactly, because I always like to tell my kids that sometimes you're the only Bible that people are going to read. And so you've got to walk your faith out. And that might just seeing you and how you live your life and what God has done for you may lead them to Christ. And so we have to make sure that we're the same in church that we are outside of church all the time. Just be the same person.
I love it. That's a great quote and a great reminder for all of us, Shayna. Thank you for being on with us today.
Thanks. Y'all have a great day.
Kind of what we're discussing today is those quotes that somebody in your life has said to you that's really stuck or really landed.
My dad said, I never learned anything while I was talking. And I lost my dad in my 20s. So that sticks with me to this day.
And it's such great advice, too, you know, about listening. And because so many times our problems are when we don't communicate and when we don't listen. We only want to push our side of something on somebody. Especially, I mean, look at all the discourse in our world today and how different it could be if we literally just listened and heard each other and then found a place of commonality.
Absolutely, and I try and do that every day. Thank you so much for what you do.
All right, Jan, you're up. What is that quote that is stuck with you, and who's it by?
It's a quote from Bob Marley that says, the truth is an offense, but not a sin.
Oh, okay. I kind of like that.
Wait, I could see this being used by Wally. He'd be like, Bob Marley said it, so I could say it. Because in essence, this is what Wally says all the time. It's just that he says, well, I'm just wired that way. What can I say?
And it kind of goes with another quote I really like a lot, too, from A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth. What's yours, Nikki?
Mine is Mother Teresa. It's give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. In the final analysis, it's between you and your God. It was never between you and them anyway.
Oh, that is really good.
And I think it's a great reminder for most of us because we feel like we're just not giving enough or we're not doing enough. But really, when we put our perspective on what God wants us to do instead of what others want us to do, man, that gives us this weight off of our shoulders, less anxiety.
Exactly, because it's not between us and mm-hmm. them. It's between us and God.
Well, Nikki, I love it. That's a great one. Thanks for being on with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for inspiring us every morning.
Well, we try to make you laugh at least. I've never said anything that anyone's going to quote. All right, Anthony, you're up. What is that quote that you just love and it stuck with you?
Here's one from Maya Angelou that I ran across probably 10 or 15 years ago. People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel.
Absolutely. This is one of my favorite quotes, too.
How do you live this in your own life, Anthony?
I treat everyone from the CEO to the janitor like they're my best friend. No big deal. I say the same good mornings. Hello, how are you doing? I might actually pay the janitor a little more attention, but everybody is somebody, and everybody is God's child, and everyone deserves to feel appreciated.
Yeah, I just wrote that down from Anthony. Someday we're going to be quoting Anthony. Everybody is somebody, and everybody's God's child, and everybody deserves to be appreciated. That would embroider nicely on a pillow.
Oh, my goodness.
Uplifting WayFM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
How many close friends would you guys say that you have between, you know, if it's, you know, over under five, between, I don't know, 10 and 20 for you, Betty? I feel like you're the biggest friend maker in this room.
It just comes natural.
Well, I was looking up to see what does it mean to have a close friend. Oh. So a close friend is characterized by mutual trust, respect, and emotional intimacy. Oh.
Then I have one. It's Betty.
Okay.
I want out.
Well, you've been doing like test runs with
new best friend auditions and stuff like that. Yeah. And Phil's doing pretty well. Pastor Chad's doing okay.
They need to step up.
Yeah, they need to step up.
Chad, step up.
They both need to bring a little more to the table to earn my friendship.
What do you bring?
Me.
There you go. Well, I found this article. It said that the majority of us say we have between 2 and 5 close friends.
Yeah. I'd say that's accurate.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a good like circle to have because then you're not so split out amongst too many people. And it was interesting because it actually said that according to this article, it says that senior citizens actually have the most close friends, topping like out above 5.
I guess because you've probably had longer with people. You've been on the earth longer and you've met people. Maybe you've moved around a little bit more and met more people. That and you have something in common. Everything hurts. And so you can just start like commiserating with other people.
Well, they also said that that seniors were the most likely to say that it's easy to make friends. And I also would say that maybe it's because they maybe have more time to spend time with those friends.
Well, and they don't have kids that are pulling at them. You know, like I'm in that stage of life where my friends have kids. And so it's like I have to work around the kids or the husband and figure out when we can get
together. It's hard
together.
To time find outside
tricky.
Of it.
Yeah. I could see that being frustrating.
And then it also said that adults between 18 and 30, which is where I would land, were the top group to say that making friends is difficult.
Yeah, because if you're anything like my daughter's friends when she was in college, they were the most self-absorbed people I'd ever met in my life. Mm. Like, she was a team player and rooted for them, you know, and they were all about themselves. And I'm like, you got to get out of that circle, man. It's, like, consuming. And I think that that's what happens a lot of times when you're young. You're climbing the ladder and people are more stepping stones than they are friends, you know.
And I think that you're still in this state of mind where you're trying to impress people and not just solely being yourself and accepting the people who love and accept you for who you are. You are trying to craft this image of yourself, whereas after you've gotten past that age point, you've solidly settled into like who you are and confidently who you are.
Yeah. You know what I love is when you have a best friend that you've invested 10 years into and you've put yourself out there, been vulnerable, and then they move to Utah. Love that. That's a lot of fun.
Oh, Gregor Bear.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Yeah. Hashtag.
We have a new saying in my house about anything that I don't like. I say it's Greg to me.
That's horrible.
You just miss him.
I do. I miss him
that's
so much.
That's the hurt talking.
It is absolutely the hurt talking. Uplifting Way FM. It's the Wally Show. Who's this?
This is Cheryl.
Hey, what's up, Cheryl?
Hi. I am a senior citizen, and I was just listening to what y'all were saying about friends.
Yeah, how they say from this study that senior citizens make and have more friends than younger people. And I agree. And I think Gavin said something about they complain about their health and that's what bonds him. That was pretty rude, right, Cheryl?
I did not. That was you.
Was that me? It was, wait, look, it was one of us. It's not important who.
Well, that could be true. But you know what I found? The older I've gotten, some of my friends that I've had since I was in school were not truly my friends. You would think we would outgrow drama at 65 years old, but, some people don't.
And I think as you get older, too, you just have less tolerance for that, and you certainly have less time for it.
Exactly. Who wants that?
Well, Cheryl, we appreciate you being on the show today. You are a delight, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Hey, you too, and behave yourself.
I love that. I make no promises, Cheryl. Lifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And recently I had come across this article about pop singer Jessie J. And she has songs like this, Flashlight. I got all I need when I got you and I. And look around me and see sweet life. I'm stuck in the top of my flashlight. So she was online kind of gushing about the birth of her new baby boy. And she said, a week ago, my whole life changed. My son entered the world and my heart grew twice the size. The feeling is incredible. I'm flying in love. He is magic. He's all my dreams come true. He is my world. He and I are both doing great. And so, that makes total sense. You have a new baby and it's crazy like how that kid makes you feel. I remember when my daughter was born, I didn't think I had the capacity to love something so quickly and so deeply. It was amazing. And that's what they do. But the reason she's so in her feels in a good way is probably because this post came 2 years after another post that she did where she, and it's since been deleted, but she talked about experiencing a miscarriage and kind of what she was walking through with that. And since then, she's kind of opened about that healing journey for her. And I don't think that miscarriages are something that guys for sure don't fully understand the emotional toll of that. I think I don't think we ever could. We don't even understand the emotional connection of the baby being born and everything. And so what I wanted to do, because women process this differently, for sure. And so we do this thing on the show, like what I wish people knew about, and you fill in that blank sometimes. And so what I want to do is what I wish people knew about miscarriages, okay? Because it's something that affects so many people, so many women, so many, couples are affected by this. But not everybody knows how to navigate it. Not everyone knows what to say, to it. No, not everyone knows what to feel.
Right. And your knowledge of the situation could help someone else. It could help a husband who has a wife who's going through this and doesn't know the right thing to do or the right thing to say. It also could help give healing or words to a girl who is walking through it currently right now.
Yeah. And has no idea like what she's thinking or feeling or feels like she's the only one. So I love doing this kind of stuff because I think it matters. And we'd love to get your take on this. So what I wish people knew about having a miscarriage, 855-33-WAY-FM. I know this doesn't feel like upbeat, but not everything is in life. And the thing about this is too, is that there's healing in this kind of stuff for people. And that's why we do this stuff in addition to the uplifting fun stuff too. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'd love to get your take on this right now. So Bethany, how would you fill in that blank?
I wish people knew that they don't have to have all the answers. People say, oh, I'm so sorry, and God must have needed another angel.
Oh.
That does not help. That's the absolute worst.
So in essence, what you're saying is when people are trying to console you, You don't have to have something to say. Instead, you would like for them to just sit there with you in it.
And be sad. It's okay just to be sad and to acknowledge that God is sad too.
Do you think that that comes a little bit too from people not seeing it as bad as losing a child when they've already been born, you know? But I think for some women, it's equal, you know?
Yes, it is. People don't understand because, oh, well, even though we say that, you know, we acknowledge this is a baby, you know, there's still some that mentality of this baby wasn't born yet.
Right.
And so the loss doesn't seem quite as real.
Yeah, so somehow it's less than. Like, it's not as bad if, you know, like, I think that that's a misconception inside of this. And that's why I'm glad we're having this conversation, because it might help somebody reframe in their own mind how to approach somebody if they see it for more of what it truly is for that woman.
Absolutely. I'm glad you're having this conversation too.
Well, good. And I hope I'm not messing it up, Bethany. I'm trying my hardest here.
No, I love it. I love it because as much as my husband was sad, he didn't feel the emotions that I felt.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think we can. We're not wired to. That's what makes being a mom so great and so powerful, is that connection.
Exactly. And then just having people just to acknowledge that it is a horrible situation and just sit with you in the midst of the sorrow.
Becky, how would you fill in that blank?
A lot of people don't talk about it. A lot of times women don't even tell anyone that they've had one until later on it starts to, you know, weigh on their spirit.
Why do you think women don't talk about it? You would think, because, I mean, you guys talk about everything and your feelings and things like that. And that's a good thing. I'm not making a joke. But, like, why something so serious do you think women hold on to?
I think because it's a detachment from you. I had one in 92 and then turned around and had another one in 95. And I think that with me knowing Jesus, it's the only way I made it to where I am today. And my daughter had one this year, so it was easier for me to kind of like tell her how I made it through. Just how I had to pray and I had to just kind of take one day at a time and not let it just weigh down and get me depressed. But I think they blame themselves. So I think this is a great topic. That's why I called in, because for years I wouldn't talk about it.
It's interesting you say they blame themselves, because I know, like, moms, like when you're pregnant, you know, you're trying to take care of that baby so much and you're trying to do all the right things. And if something goes wrong, I could see where they go, oh, what did I do to cause this? What had I done if I had just done this differently? But the reality is that's just 9 times out of 10 not the case, you know. But I guess that's logic versus what you feel in your heart.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is, you stated earlier with Bethany, I kind of was angry with my husband because I felt like he wasn't understanding and that y'all not supposed to. Now I can see it, but back then I didn't. I was angry with him because I was like, why weren't you there? Why couldn't you feel what I felt? But he couldn't feel that. You can't feel what we feel.
And that's exactly why, like, when you see some celebrity winning an award for something they've done, they always thank their mama first, you know, because they're connected to you more than us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now, with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it. Betty Rock's got it. On The Rock Report. Hey, Betty.
I found this list put out by the American Film Institute ranking the top movie quotes of all time.
Ooh.
And with TV being the only avenue of teaching Wally gets and Gavin getting a degree in film studies,
that's right.
I wanted to test you both out to see if you can name the movie just by the quote.
I would love to do this. I would love to. I like movie quotes. One of my favorites, you know it from Point Break. Fear causes hesitation. Hesitation causes your worst fears to come true. Is that on there?
No.
Dumb list.
I did choose the top five.
Okay.
So this one came in at number five.
Name it your buzzer, Gaz.
Okay,
let's play
a
game. I like competition.
Okay, so here's the line.
Yep.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Wally.
Oh, man.
Casablanca.
Yes. Did you even know that, Gaz?
I feel like I know that. It's not a movie I've seen,
to be honest.
It's 1942.
Yeah, it's an old one. Uh-huh. Humphrey Bogart I forget the lady's name.
Audrey Hepburn?
Maybe. Could be. All right, next.
Number four. Toto, I have a feeling
Wally.
We're not...
Man, your parents have got to be like, we wasted so much money on this degree.
I know the answer to the question.
Let him say it.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it's the Wizard
of Oz. From 1939.
Wow.
Yes, Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
These are old.
Number three. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am.
Oh man.
Movie from 1954.
I know. I could have been somebody. I could have been a contender. I know the quote, but I don't know the movie.
I don't either.
did you learn?
What a disappointment.
School?
I know. Your parents spent so much money on that degree.
That one was from On the Waterfront.
On the Waterfront!
From 1954.
Yeah, if you say it after she says sure.
No, because I was thinking of New York, and I was thinking of the East River, and I was thinking something about riverfront, and I couldn't. I'm like, that's not it.
Yeah, but you didn't say
it. I didn't. You're
right.
Are
all of these, like, 100 years old, by
yes.
the way?
Feels like it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Feels like it.
This is the most current movie quote. It's from 1972. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Well, I was going to say the name of the...
Yeah, you got to be faster. Yeah. The Godfather.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Marlon Brando.
And then number one... Frankly, my dear.
Oh, well, I'll stop you right there so you don't finish it, Wally. Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Wow, Gavin.
Guys,
wow.
I swear I got a degree.
You did? Okay, we'll go with that. Your parents might want a refund. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And, you know, there are things that we all love. And we just assume that everybody else is going to love those same things too, but that's not always the case. Sometimes you might be the only one.
Yeah, I get really giddy when I see the Weather Channel say there's going to be rain.
No.
For the next... Oh, yes. I'm
no.
like, bring on the rain.
You're the
I
worst.
Love it.
Yeah, my
I
wife is the
so
same way.
I love it so much. I love being at home under a warm blanket with a candle burning and you hear the thunder and the rain pouring outside and with a good book.
I want to go out and do things, you know? Like,
to me, and I'll be honest with you, to me, I see a rainy day as it gives me the excuse that I need to not do anything.
Right,
whereas
exactly.
if it was sunny and you didn't do anything, it just looks
I feel
lazy.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Well, do you see that there's a bigger problem at play here? Is that you're lazy? Like, that's the bigger problem.
Yeah. No.
You're using the Lord's handiwork with rain to excuse your laziness.
This is about me liking rainstorms.
Okay. All right. Well, Gavin and I don't share that same opinion. Like, it ruins the things we like to do.
It's so emo of you.
But, yeah.
Thank you.
My wife would agree with you, though.
Yeah.
Like, she loves rainstorms.
Oh,
you know?
I look forward to it.
Okay. Well, let's do this, okay?
Popular. I know I'm a popular.
Like, that wasn't a popular opinion here in the room.
No.
And so, what is your... I know it's not popular, but... I really like, or I know it's not popular, but I do not like. It could go either way with your opinion here on whatever it is that you think. And we'll see if the people here on the show, like, are in your court or not, okay? And you might find out that you are in the majority, and actually you're not that weird after all. So here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show. So what is that thing that you like that most people do not? 855-33-WAY-FM. We're doing, I know it's not popular, but, and it's that thing that you either like or dislike that you can't believe that other people aren't on the same page with you.
Okay, so I cannot stand the filling of an Oreo. I love the black cookie, but I can't stand the creamy filling, which is what most people go crazy for.
Yeah, I mean, they make double stuff. I'm surprised they don't have quadruple stuff, you know? And so my wife loves double stuff. Won't even eat an Oreo if it's not double stuff.
Right. So my daughter and I are perfect Oreo twins. She loves the filling and I love the cookie.
Well, Heather, you're not alone because I also don't like the cream filling. I will scrape it off with a butter knife and I'll just eat the cookie.
Do you throw it away?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so irresponsible. In this world, we're supposed to recycle and stuff.
It's just too sweet.
No, it's the best part.
It's not good for us at all.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, like, I don't even want to know what it's made of because it's a weird, fluffy, gelatinous kind of thing. It can't be healthy or good for you, but I do like it. Well, Heather, I know it's not popular, but you at least found a buddy in Betty.
All right.
You got one from Facebook, Rock?
Yes, Emily. She said, I actually enjoy trainings and meetings.
Oh, gosh.
Seriously, though. She said, being in a group session with so many different perspectives can be draining, but more often than not, I find it recharges and fills my spirit. Oh. I absolutely love learning, especially from others.
Oh, speaking of not popular, Emily.
come on now.
Listen, I think that she's right on something. That she likes something that a lot of people don't.
That's very true.
If I see that a meeting is on the agenda for the day, I dread it.
Yeah, you don't like it. I don't like it. Gavin doesn't like
it. Absolutely not.
Like,
the only thing that's good about them is if they provide free food.
If it's a lunch meeting, I'm definitely more likely to be there and be awake for half of it.
But to learn from everyone's perspectives and opinions, no.
Do we sound stuck up?
Oh, yeah, we do actually at this point.
Really?
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm not a fan of that kind of stuff. And so many of the meetings could have been an email.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and someone was pointing out the other day that Wally has two meeting personalities.
I do have two meeting modes.
So the one is he just takes charge and he asks all the questions and pretty much leads the meeting. And the other is it has nothing to pertain to him, so he just falls asleep.
I fall asleep. So and you don't know which one you're going to get. Like, and I don't even know which guy's going to show up that day.
It's party time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Potties, plural, is what we call the people that listen to our podcast, which you can get for free by texting TWS to 91979.
Yeah, and we've got a Facebook group just for our potties, those who enjoy our podcast and aftercast. We keep them up to date on the podcast or the aftercast, and sometimes we even give them a behind-the-scenes look at what's going on around here. Recently, one of our potty members, Brett, he posted about an artist he thought you, Wally, would be interested in. Ooh. He said, quote, this is for Wally. Mm. No, it's not cheesy. And yes, he gets in the big note. Okay, so he left on there a link to a YouTube video. The artist's name is Dan Vask.
Okay.
On his YouTube channel, it says, quote, number one Amazon charting metal singer, composer, YouTuber, and business owner who likes to talk about himself in the third person.
I love this guy. With the exception of the third person thing, I think that's a little, Wally thinks that's pretentious.
Okay. The song that our potty Brett specifically pointed out was Dan's metal version of the classic hymn Amazing Grace. Mm. Now, I pulled the hook so you can hear it, but what surprised me about the song was its harmonica solo performed by Dan.
A little bagpipey.
Yeah.
It does seem that way.
Kind of like, remember Blues Traveler?
Yeah.
Band? But I wouldn't put a metal singer and a harmonica together.
No, but just kind of when you're doing Southern rock a little bit, you can.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, now, if that wasn't enough to sell you on the song, maybe the hook will.
Oh, I'm so in.
Just wait for it. Here we go.
Bring it. Come on.
Stop crying.
My eyes are tearing up. Wow. Who's blind?
He's going for it.
Come on, get it. Go up. Go up. Yes. Oh. I am tearing up with
wow,
joy.
I didn't expect that much delight coming from you. You that know, he has so other good. Songs on his YouTube channel.
I will check that out because that was so good. It reminds me of the singer from Shinedown, who I think is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Very similar voice as him. Wow. Well, thank you. You've done some good work here
today. Thank Brett, our potty. Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.